Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Ah! Shukran for coming out live from Chicago. Today, we're going to be doing one of the most famous sugyas, B'Metziyat Hagari Lod, one of the easiest, famous sugyas. But before that, we'll do a few emails. Learning the daf with Reb Stefanski on the plane while on my way back from a Stefanski wedding in Chicago last week. Mishpacha. So first of all, I didn't know about this wedding. Mishpacha, yeah, they're Mishpacha. All Stefanskis are Mishpacha, I guess, if it was a Stefanski wedding. Which Stefanski was this? Kyle's from Chicago?
I'm not.
Interesting. Mazel tov to the Stefanski Mishpacha. I know there was a Stefanski here. Or at least the wife was Stefanski. Okay. Gershon Dubin. I'm sure Rebelli would be interested to hear that he was mechaven for Rav Hudna. I was shocked when I saw this. Poshut shock. Originated the idea that your yeshiva is a zdoim bet nor men hacked up their cup. It's literally, I mean, word for word, what I said, I don't think I ever heard this from Rav Hudna. And I saw this email, it's very interesting. It's disturbing because it's like as if I stole it from Rav. Maybe I heard it and just in my subconscious. Okay. Or so cautious that we just came back from my grandson's bris. His name is Yaakov Yeshua, and he listened to the daf with me, thought you'd enjoy. Glad you made it to Chicago. I have a chakosha sameh, Shalom Stavsky. I'm going to leave the volume off because of the feedback that we're getting. But here it is, Givaldic. Bring a kid into the world with some Torah. Says in Gemara, I forgot what it was. Mother used to bring the stroller into the Mismedrish. So there is, who is it? Shulam Levy. I don't remember. Rebelli, Shalom. Here's AB, you ready for a little question? Shalom Aleichem, I'm part of the Shir since Brachas. The Shahr separation have made a tremendous difference to me. Thank you for all that you do. When we learned Pesachim, you said that there are five Karbanas that were brought on Erev Pesach. Korban Pesach, Chagiga, Oila Asriya, Shalmei Simcha. I don't remember the fifth one.
There's a second
Chagiga. Says Avi, there's a second Chagiga. You hear this?
Look at this.
Chagiga Yudalev, Chagiga Zvav. Wow. AB from Chicago. How old are you now? 14. It's unbelievable. No, you found it?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
How do you remember that, AB?
Because that's whenever someone comes up to me and tries to stop me. Hey, you remember that, AB? You don't remember anything. Yeah, that's my question.
So you're asking that question?
No, you'll be guessing right. You get to have something.
What about the Reshiva? You asked the Reshiva?
No.
The Reshiva doesn't like when you do that, B.A. Okay. Well, you're having a nachas. A.B.'s father's is having nachas. No matter how busy you are, always do the daf. Shulam Overlander, daffing away after a busy day. The subject is, it's all about the daf. Mechi Overlander sent us. Ah, geschmack. Look at this fire pit. Mit the cigar. Chilling. And doing the daf. Oh, what does he have in his hand over there? Well, like some drink also. Givaldik. The sponsors themselves are sponsored by Anonymous for the safe and speedy return of all the hostages. It should be as a host to rebellion McDings, Yadish Mayan teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael. Paras HaChodesh Yezu Ben Chayas Sorfo, this wasn't that come from support of Lumina Torah. Paras HaChodesh Bin Yomin Rosenfeld for Hatzlachim business and all my endeavors. Paras HaYoyim, Edward Golster, in memory of my beloved mother-in-law, Helen Weitzberg, Chai Hendel, Bas Yaakov, Alev, Shalom, and Hashom, Shadav, and Aliyah. Paras HaChodesh for the art, Anonymous, for the Schus, for an easy childbirth, for his daughter, and a healthy baby. Voice eyes were learning the sugya of Aina. Aina is if you are selling something or purchasing something, and there's a difference in the price of a sixth which is basically 16.6%, let's call it 16% difference, whether you're the seller and you charge more, whether you're the buyer and you paid 16.6 less, you're over on Eino, this Eino. There are actually three categories. This is exactly Eino, 16.6. There's more than Eino, 16.7, 20%, 30%, 50% more. And there's less than 16.6, charging 5%. So we're going to, in a few minutes, we're going to get to the sugya of Tagori Lud. And basically, we're going to try to understand what's the halacha when you charge more or you charge less, etc. There's a few very interesting questions. There's a story. Shalom Aleichem Reb Simi. Mazel tov in person, mazel tov. Reb Simi made a chasen, and at the chasen, he put out the Kemaisa repairs Chaim Levin. Got a lot of hack. People made him sugar. Oh, Reb Struli was there.
Yeah.
Took a picture. I don't know if he's happy about that. Okay. So, interesting Maisa Shahaya. There's two suit stores next to each other. And one suit store charged a lot of money for the suits. And the other suit store sold the same suits. And a big sign, same suits as the friend over there. Crazy discounted prices. So, of course, everybody went to that other store. This is the good quality suits, not made in China. The good, the real deal. Turns out, what happened? That both stores were owned by the same individual. And in fact, the great deal on the suit from the second store wasn't a great deal. He overcharged at least 30% more. Is that Eino? Does he have to return the money? Yes. That's a classic case of Eino. There are other Gishmaka stores, but this is a Maisa Shaya. So that's a situation Bisman Azir of Eino. So let's see, let's jump into this. Yesterday, we had a machloikis. Is this a shtus, the 16.6%? Is it market value or is it the amount of money that you paid? So let's see for a second. Here's something I forgot to show yesterday. Sir, I told you the price is 60,000. Come on, buddy. I know you can give me this for 50,000. So that's enough. Well, depends. If he charged him 60 instead of 50. So if you charge 60 instead of 50, if it's worth 60 and the guy paid 50, who got ripped off? The seller. It's worth 60, he paid 50. Going from 60 to 50, that's a shtus in the value of the object. And here's the shtus in the money. If it was worth 50 and he paid 60, then the customer paid more. And that's a six in the money. From 5 to 6, from 50,000, 60,000, let's see Rashi on top over here. Top Rashi. Shava Sheish B'chamish, Shtus Mekach. Going from 6 to 5 is a sixth of the value in the market. Shava Chamish B'shesh. But when you go from 5 to 6, that's a 16.6% of the money paid. Okay? It's dachistic, but it's there. Going from 5 to 6 is actually 20% in the value of the object, but only 16% in the money. Going from 6 to 5 is 16% in the value and 20% in the money. Shmuel's of the opinion both ways is, you know, It doesn't matter if it's a sixth of the money or sixth of the value. And Rav says, no, only a sixth of the value.
This is the same thing as saying Milagav versus Milavar.
Not really.
It's kind of the same concept.
It sounds like it, but it's slightly off. Okay. The answer is no. But I know exactly what you're saying, but he's asking if this is Labar Milagav. It really does sound like it, but slightly different. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavah Seidah Shmuel. Bring your raya exactly like Shmuel. The one that suffered the loss, whether it's the buyer or the seller, his hand, he has the upper hand. Goes from 5 to 6. That is 16% mois, right? 5 to 6. Let's look at the chart again. In the card, 5 to 6 is mois. That's Shita Shmuel. This is exactly Shmuel right here. Minus Ana, like Kayach. The buyer, he was charged extra. Yeah, like, yeah, well, so therefore, he has the upper hand. He could decide either give me the difference or give me all my money back. Well, it says exactly what Shmuel says. That even a case of charging 16%, 16.6%, on the money, not on the mekach, you also get a return. Okay. Mochar lo yishava sheish b'chomish. That's not important to us, this case. This is already a case of 16% in the mekach, which Rav also agrees to. Minasano, who lost out over here? Mochar. Because instead of selling for 6, he sold for 5. He lost 16%. Yeah, more value. So the seller decides. Okay, so you can decide whatever he wants. Bottom line is, you see, Shmuel's right in this case. We actually passing like Shmuel. That he knows both on the mekach and on the mice, whether there's a 16% difference in the market or 16% difference in the money that was given. In the Mishnah, now we're moving over to the sugya of Tagore Lud. Tagore Lud, today Lud, you know what Lud is. That's where the airport is. So you can think about the taxi drivers there. They're Tagore Lud. They're always upcharging. I myself got ripped off a number of times. The duty-free, maybe, is just like a rip-off. Okay, Tagore Lud. In the Mishnah, it says a case of a shtus, 16.6%. It's called enough. Now, the Mishnah says that he has a person can take it back. He has enough time to ask a professional, ask your relative. It's not that much time. A few minutes, let's call it an hour, whatever it takes. Then the Mishnah tells us about retirement. Tarvin says that you could go up to a third. You could upcharge a person up to a third or undercharge up to a third. Everybody's very happy with him. The Tagore Lud are very happy. And then they realize no, because Tarvin gives them a much larger window to take it back. It's all day. So yes, on the one hand, you gain up to third, but on the other hand, they can take it back and they're going to speak to people. It's not worth it. They decide it's not worth it. Gemara now just wants to figure out what happens when it's less than a shtos, there's a mechila, a moichel, but when? Immediately? Or you have up until the purchaser could go ask professionals. That's the sugya. And on the flip side, the other way as well, when it's much more than a shtus, which is a different category here. Let's see if we have something here for that. Just different. This is another way to show the mekach namois. I just want to show that because I know it's confusing. If he paid $50,000 for the Tesla, but it's really worth $60,000, So he took from the seller a sixth of the value. But if it was worth 50,000 and he sold and he paid, it was worth 50 and he paid 60, so that difference is a sixth in the money. Okay. Let's see that. All right. This is just very, very simple. You have a shtos is exactly 16.6%. That's the purple. Less than that is a mechila. More than that, then the whole purchase is bottle. Okay? Shtos in the middle, you give back the difference. If it's more, then it's bottle. If it's less, then the guy's moichel. So, I'm just going to preface this by saying that if this sugi was learned in yeshiva, this sugi would take many weeks, days, months. And I'm not claiming to understand the sugi. I'm explaining it. I'm dumbing it down as much as possible so that we get some basic stuff and we move on. It is daf yomi. And it's interesting. Some dapim should really take 3 days. Some dapim should take 5 hours. Some dapim should take 20 minutes. Rabbi Shapiro said a daf a day, regardless of the amount of words, the type of sugya. So, that being said, we're going to go weiter. We're going to see what we can do here.
Nice question.
Yeah.
Just in concept here with the Noah, how did anyone make a profit? Like, if every sale is going to be judged on basically a 16% differential,
yeah,
that if it's 16% or more, it's either butzel or you got to give it back. How did anyone make a living?
First of all, we saw Rabbi Yehuda. I don't know if you heard him, in case you didn't hear him. He's asking, how do you make a living? What they did in those days and what we do today, they lived differently then. Okay, so we saw that Rabbi Yehuda, when he sold his wine, he was trying to make, you know, I don't remember how much percentage. It was like nothing.
It was
like 2-3%. It was like, that's how he lived. They weren't Chazerim like us. They weren't affluent. They
lived in applicability to today.
Yeah. Lucharia. So real estate is good.
There's no
enough. There's no enough real estate. So you can make a lot of money. What?
It's over the going market rate. It's not
right.
What you're paid for.
Exactly.
So you make.
No, it's true. That's also a very good point. Right. It's the market rate. So if the market rate is to make 50%,
okay,
and you charge the extra 16.6 above the 50.
That's a new
now. Bar. Yeah. You're allowed to make, you're allowed to charge, there's a certain market. What is the market? The market doesn't care. You as a wholesaler, you're allowed to make your retailer, whatever you are, you make your, but don't overcharge the 16%. People that sell suits, they're allowed to make money, but he charged 20% more than everybody else with his fake store next door. All right. So, Ibailahu, Pachis Mishtus to the Rabbanon.
Does it apply to service too? Like servicing a person? Would this only
be? Yeah, I don't know. Mecca, I don't know.
Is it intangible? What's the market for this particular service? Every person who does a service does it differently.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about the service. All right, so Iboilu. Pachis Mishtus to the Rabbanon. When we're going less than Oina, which should be a Mechila, according to Rabbanon, La'alta have a Mechila, if they see here, La'tag with the Krevoi. How quickly is this Mechila applicable? Does it happen immediately? When you leave the store, and the guy ripped you off by 15%, not 16%, you might kill him right away. Or you still have that ability to go ask your relatives, blah, 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 and then you come back to the store and say, listen, I want my money back. Could you do that? It's interesting. Stop, Mahara. What happens if you, let's say you even have a whole day, according to the title. You have an hour, you have 2 hours. 3 days go by, you lost your chance to get your money back. Now you go to your relative. Yes, your relative, yeah. He's a mumcha, you know, he works. He himself sells suits. He said, no, Good deal or not a good deal? What's the relative supposed to tell you? It's already too late. You can't get your money back. So now what is he supposed to tell you?
Tell him to get a good deal. It's kebab.
Why?
Because he can't do anything about it. Doesn't make him feel terrible.
That's right. That's not what the Chofetz Chaim says. It's too late now. It's too late. Now, I don't know, in terms of saving him from buying again or whatever. Okay, fine. So, Yishab Chen Abeinu, it's true. That's what the Gemara says, Yishab Chen Abeinu. You gotta tell him it's good. Otherwise, the buyer will feel bad. He can't do anything about it anyway. Tell him, great. Well, it's unbelievable suit. It's mamish quality, the whole thing.
That's the emes. That's what Hashem wants him to do. That's the emes.
Hashem wants you to be mshabeach.
The guy can't do anything about anything. So what are you going to do? Your choices are make him feel terrible or not. So right. The customer who doesn't want you to make him feel terrible. So
make him feel good. That becomes the new emes, you say. Okay. Now, vintim teloimar b'chdei shiyir l'tagor l'kroivoy. Just in case you don't understand the question, you know, tell me, well, obviously, if it's not a mechila right away, and he has this a lot of time, he has 2 hours to come back to the store and get his 15% back, then you're going to ask him, if it's 16.6%, you have 1 hour to take it back. If it's 5%, more than the market, you have 1 hour to take it back. So then what's the difference between 16% and 5%? In all situations, you have that exact amount of time to go from ask your relative and come back to the store and get a refund. So I'll tell you, there is a big difference. Ikka, there is a difference. Either shtus the other L, you know? Because if it's exactly 16.6%, you that got overcharged, you have the upper hand, meaning Ratzah Choyzer, Ratzah Koyne, or Maxwell. No, if he wants, he can just get a full refund. If he wants, he can get the difference, the 16% difference. But be the Pogs Mishtos, Kona, or Maxwell. But if it's less than 16%, what we're talking about now, let's say 5%, he got overcharged by 5%. Kona, or Maxwell. No. He can't void the whole purchase, he could just go to the store and demand the refund on the 5%. Okay, the bottom line is, I want to know, does he have that 1 hour window or not? My Toshma. So let's repeat the story. What happened over there? And this is very important to the whole sugya. That's why it's called Tagori Lud. The Mishnah tells us that I know it's 16%. Rav Tarfin says, no. It's 32%, whatever it is. It's a shlish. It's 30%, okay? Well, 30%. It's a shlish. 33%. 33, whatever. Just, I want the punish. Okay. 33%. I like round numbers. 33%. So, of course, all the sellers were very excited. Now they can make a ton of money. They can rip people off up to 30% more than the market. Gevaldik! And then when they found out, the retirement says it's a whole day, you can take it back a whole day. They said, no, let's go back. It's better for us to have something solid. We'll take people for a ride for 16%, but they can't take it back. They have a very small window. They could just ask the relatives, let's call it 1 hour, versus if they have a whole day, then we won't make any money. We'll be chazer, we'll try to get 33% more, and then people are gonna tell them in seconds, hey, you overpaid for the car. Run right back to the dealership and get all your money back. It's not good. Okay. So from that, from the idea that in the beginning they were excited and then they took it back, we can bring a ride. What's the ride? Toshma. So Savrua Pachas Mishlish Liribitarfa and Kipachas Mishlish Lirabonadam. So in the beginning, there was no difference between Rabbanan and Reb Tarfin in terms of, it was just the number, 16% to 33%. But the halachas remained the same. If over here I have to return the I return the Inah at 33%. If the whole Mekach is bottled, the Mekach is bottled. Whatever the halachas are, by 16%, that's the same. It's just Rav Tarfon extended it and he said, no, you could go all the way to 33%. If the mechila doesn't happen instantaneously, but you do have some sort of window there, you have an hour to show to your friends and to get their opinion about it. And according to Rav Tarfon, you have the entire day. Okay, great. It makes a lot of sense why suddenly when they realize almost everything in life is like that. You think this is better, then you find out. But yeah, it's better. But you also there's a con. The pro has a con, right? I don't know about everything. I know about airplanes. That's how it works with airplanes. Any plane that can fly faster, it just means it eats more fuel and it costs more, and it could hold less people. It was always a trade-off. You can never get the perfect plane ever. If it goes slow, then it costs less. And if it goes fast, it costs more. And if it goes this, and it's larger. If you could schlep your whole family, then it goes slower. And everything. In life also, I think it's like that. Almost in everything, you pay what you get. You get what you pay for. And, so I'm all excited because now, according to Rav Tarfon, I could charge people 33% versus 16% more. But guess what? It comes with a little bit of there's a little asterisk on the bottom. It says, well, the person could ask his family for a whole day. He could make a lot of phone calls. He could go to a lot of dealers. And then at the end of the day, you know what? It comes out that it's not so gishma. So, if that's the pshat, according to Chachamim, you only have 1 hour. According to Rav Tarfon, you can take it back and get a refund the entire day. That's why Tagari Lud didn't like this Rav Tarfon. They went back to Chachamim. They said, let me dufshach, let me uktzach. You're giving me more honey, but also it comes with a sting. I don't want it. But according, if you say that less than a 16%, according to Rabbanon, we're trying to prove this point. The mechila happens right away, or it happens an hour later. According to maybe, if you say that according to Rabbanon, it happens immediately. And according to Rav Tarfon, it happens immediately. Am I chazru? Then what was bad with sticking with Rav Tarfon? You just gained by going with Rav Tarfon. There's no con with Rav Tarfon. Am I chazru? But Rav Tarfon nichalu. Say they should stick with Rav Tarfon. They could upcharge people 33%. Why would they want to go back to Rabbana that could only upcharge 16%? The Maidra Rabbana Kamashvulu no. Rav Tarfon have mechila. According from the 16% all the way to 33%, according to Rav Tarfon, the Maidra Rabbana Kamashvulu no. Rav Tarfon have mechila. The up to 16%, according to Rav Tarfon, Yemaychal. So they have nothing to lose by going with Rav Tarfon. Okay. Sponsors. Kidnovations. In honor of my uncle, Rav Elchanan Peretzman, and as a source for Rav Simcha Ben Pego. My official mitzvah motivators in honor of the Lehman for sponsoring Sforum for the daily near Talmud learning. The Gwersman brothers, for your sides of our grandfathers, Chaver Moshe ben Yerachmiel Alasholem, and Rabbi Yez Moshe ben Reb Shema Zatzal. You see the Nikudas word, Shema. So, another very interesting story before we jump into the Teretz of the Gemara over here. Meister Shahoya, who was a mechanic, he had a great trick. The first time you bring the car to him, he never charged. Never charged. He's an honest guy. Second time you bring it to him, he undercharged. You'd always undercharge. So fix your transmission. All the mechanics take $1,000, he takes $500. Now he locked you in. Now you saw, listen, the guy's mouth honest. First time he said, listen, I can't charge you. It's nothing for him. You know what? I worked on it 2 hours. I'm giving it to you for free. Second time, you did your research, 500. The third time.
No research.
There's no research. Ding, ding. Alternator, $700 instead of $200. So he gets a guy caught onto the trick. He goes back there and he says, listen, what's going on here? You overcharge me. So what's the halacha? So for the overcharge, we said, so you know he has to pay back. You give back the whole thing, whatever it is. So the guy says, yeah, but you know what? Now I want to charge you for the transmission, regular price. That's already a big chutzpah. So they passed him that, no, you don't have to pay for that, the cloud. But here's another shayla. In that question, the question continues. Could you tell your friends, I have a great idea. Go to this mechanic twice. Third time, stay away. Are you allowed to tell people to do that? No, what do you say?
Not
that one. Yeah, what?
You can play his own game.
Yeah, play his own game.
They still have a hero.
All right. Zog the Gemara. Okay, so just to look what's going on over here. I think this makes it very, very simple. And I love to, I always say this, that even if you don't understand the word that's going on here, but you saw the chart move, and that part you understood. It went from green to, oh, Givaldi, I get the chart. We're looking at the left column here. And we're saying that according to Rabbi Tarfon, this Mechila all the way through the Shus part, 16%, according to Rabbi Tarfon, would be a Mechila. So he says, Gemara, no, look what happens. Let's just look at the chart. He says, no, I didn't say that. I said that according to Rabbi Tarfon, it's not going to be a Mechila. He's not Moichel. It's not that he can't go back. It's a no. 16% is a no. Less than 16% is Mechila. But the whole range, it's not pshat that this Mechila all the way till 16%. And Rip Tarfon is just saying that from 16.6% to 33%, that's where the no is. No. The entire thing is a no. So then what is the difference between Rabbanon and Rabbi Tarfon? Look, one is purple, one is red. What's the real difference? Oh, the real difference is who could take it back? Who could retract? If it's a real Bitul Mekach, then both parties can retract. Let's see. Says the Gemara like this. Me, Savers, Poxim, Shlishl, Rabbi Tarfon, Poxim, Shlishl, Rabbanon, Dami. You think that less than a third of Reb Tarfon is like less than a 16th of Rabbanon? In other words, this is a Mechila? Loi. Mishtus vashlish, the Reb Tarfon, kishtus atzma le Rabbanon dami. When it, the Gemara again, the Gemara says, you think that there's a Mechila according to Reb Tarfon all the way till 16.6%? No. It's going to have the same halacha like Rabbanon say when it's exactly 16.6%, which is, boom, I know. Okay. So, so where's the machlagis? Machlagis is going to be from 16% until 33%. According to Rabbanon, that's a bitul mekach. They both parties could absolve and walk away. And according to Reb Tarfon, only the purchaser could walk away. Yachi b'may samchu mi'kara. If there's no difference between, look at this, there's almost no difference between Reb Tarfon and Chachamim, so why were they so happy? Tifshayt, oh, so here you could, right? One is red, one is purple. But it's basically the same thing. It's I know, it's Omega. So can't you, from here, resolve our question? Now what? The Bitul Mekach L'Rabbanon L'Oilam Chayzer. From here you see, what's the difference? Why were they so happy? They were so happy, the Tagore Lu was so happy, because according to Rabbanon, you can take it back forever and ever. Look at this more like a picture. I like this picture that he did. Hold on. Let me get the picture and then I'll show it to you. I thought it's Givaldi. He's a kisher, this guy, Yosha. Oh, I love it. He's bringing back his Commodore 64 in 2024. He's like, you overcharged me 16.6% or 17%. And I can take it back. Loyalum. Loyalum. Here I am. I'm here. I want my money back. So that's a big problem. And Rabbi Tarfon says, no, you don't get loyalum. You can't come back 40 years later. Maybe Costco. Flowers. I've seen in Costco people bring back rotten fruit. They do it. They take it back. It's part of the thing. They know it's okay.
A small percent
of crazy people that do it. Yeah, and they take the loss. Which all is wrong. What was it? There's something over there. Okay, so. Tifshoy, the bit of magic lore on Lilam Chaiser, the Kivan, and according to Reb Tarfon, Rabban say Lilam, and according to Reb Tarfon, there's going to be a small window. The Kivan, the Amalur Reb Tarfon, having a Samcho. According to, because Reb Tarfon said that from 16.6%, in other words, from a Shlosh to a Shlish, from 16% to 33% is Aina Samcho. Why? Because Reb Tarfon said the window is very small, so you can lock in your gneva. You can rip people off, and don't worry about it. They have a very small window. But once he told him, no, they have a whole day. The window is not so small. Chazur. Because if you think that according to Rabbanon, you do have time to show it to your relatives, but my samchu. According to both Rabbanon and Reb Tarfon, there's a window. There's a small window. So where is the simcha? Says Gemara, tell you where samchu b'shtus atzma. When it's exactly, when the upcharge was exactly 16.6%, that's where the simcha was. Why? The Reb Tarfon mechila, just like less than 16.6%. There's a mechila, Yemoichel. The buyer says, forget it, okay. So too, exactly 16.6%, the shtos. Well, the Rabbanon, I know, there's no mechila. Stam, a joke that has to do with this. Politician comes up to heaven. They say, you know, we'll let you choose Gan Eden or Gehenna. So he shows him Gehenna. He said, golf courses, stores everywhere, shopping, malls, hotels, beautiful residences. Unbelievable. Then he takes him for a tour in Gan Eden. He sees the besmeidrish people all learning, steiging, shtenders, the whole thing. So the politician says, I want Gehenna. He says, yeah, fine. Bring it to Gehenna. He's there for like a minute. And then the ASR says, okay, turn on the flames, let's go. So he says, what's going on? I thought you said things changed. It's modern world. Gehenna is, he says, you know, that was yesterday when there was a campaign. But since you voted for Gehenna, that's it. Now you're locked in. You're done. Iboilu. Bitu mekach. Now we're doing the same sugya, kind of. But on the other thing, remember we had, let me go back here a little bit. This simple chart. We have here, Aino is 16.6%, that's in the middle. You have to get back to Aino. We discussed Mechila. If you're Michael, could you go? And at the end of the day, we hold that by Mechila, the Mechila happens right away. It doesn't happen after that. But what about if you charge more than 16.6%? Bidu mekach l'rabbanon loyelum chayze. The fact, when you charge more than 16.6%, more than a shtus, according to Rabbanon, you could bring back the Commodore 64 55 years later. Loyelum chayze. You only have a very limited amount of time. An hour, let's call it. 5-10 minutes an hour. And if you're going to ask me, Mamish, like the same story we had before. If you're going to ask me, then what's the difference? If you only have a small window, then what would be the difference if a person charged exactly 16.6% or if the person charged 20% more? Both of them have a very small window or a window to show to your parents, to your relatives, to the pros. So there's no difference really. Ikka, I'll tell you there is a difference. The shtos mishen is anel chayzer. When it's exactly 16.6%, the shtos, the individual, whether it's the buyer, the seller, he has the right to take it back. And if it's more, both are able to take it back. My toshma. So in the beginning, so we're talking about Tagari Lod. In the beginning, they loved Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon came up and said, listen, I'm going to extend the amount of money you could take from people instead of 16.6%, it's 33%. But they loved Reb Tarfon when it was a case of exactly 16%. Why? Because according to Reb Tarfon, the Mechila happened immediately. So they locked in their profit, and according to Chachamim, no. But then when Rabbi Tarfon told them you have a full day, then they didn't like him anymore. So give us Chachamim. Now, if the pshat is, according to Rabbanu, you have enough time to show it to your relative, or Tarfon Kalayim, Yishumachi Chazru. Now it makes sense. They like Reb Tarfon, but then they realize Reb Tarfon is not that good for them. You have more time to take it back. But if the pshat is according to Rabbanan, you can take it back forever. Am I chazru? But Reb Tarfon is better. According to Chachamim, you can take it back forever. Let's stick with Reb Tarfon. Not only could you go up to 33%, but you have less time to take it back. It's one day according to Reb Tarfon. According to the Chachamim, it's a lifetime. Says Gemara, bitul mekach lo shchiach. People don't usually charge. The reason why, you're right. In a case of bitul mekach, in a case of charging more, it's better off to go with Reb Tarfon. But at the end of the day, How often you as a seller are going to rip people off more than 16.6%? It's very rare. So for that rarity, they didn't take that into consideration. They don't care. Oh, in the rare case, Reb Tarfon is better than Chacham because Chacham is la'olam, and according to Reb Tarfon, you only have one day. But that's, if that happens, it happens. But they're doing regular business. Regular business is 16.6% and less, not more. What? 44 minutes. Okay, we're almost done here. That's it. We finished the difficult part. At least we smeared it. We went through it as I. Here's an interesting Shiloh Stam. What about a hotel? I think these are questions that everybody knows, but Stam, it's Kedai to. You go into a hotel lobby and they charge you $10 for a cup of coke, which comes out of the fountain, costs them 22 cents, maybe, with the glass, don't they? Is that a no?
No, that's the market.
Oh, so first of all, answer number one, that's the market in hotels. But another shot would be, no, because you're paying for the whole atmosphere in the hotel. It's not a...
In the kosher wine market, that just keeps on going up. $20-$30 a bottle.
But that's what he's saying. That's the market. That is the market.
Who decides the market? That's the question. Who decides the market? That's why they're when they started, it was $30. Every year goes up $5. There's no market. And by the time you look around, well, I just saw this $30 and 65 became already black label.
What about matzah? Matzah is $70 a pound. I'm saying
like, who decides the market value?
I don't know, but if that, I'm not ripping you, I personally am not, I'm Jewel, I'm not ripping you off because every store in the world is selling for $65.
The question is the supplier.
The guy that has the monopoly.
Without names.
but okay, I hear, I just want to tell you something very interesting. You know, you go to Eretz Yisrael, you go into a regular hotel lobby, you see like five couples sitting around, you start charging now $70 a couple, 250 shekel. Something like that, $67.
For the dating?
Just to sit there.
Wow.
Used to be free, so everybody did.
Yeah, that was an
Wow. Weird, the other one.
Here.
Oh, here. I don't know which ones. Wow. That's what I heard. All right, Rabbi said we're almost done, literally 2 minutes. Very, very simple. This is what we're passing today. Omar Rabbi, Hilchoso, the halacha is Pokus Mishtus Nikna Mecca. We have three options, right? We have exactly 16.6%, we have a little less and a little more. Okay? So, pachos mishtos nikna mekach, the sale is valid. That's it. This is a mechila. Yoyzer ashtos, if it's in the red, bitul mekach, then the sale goes five. Shtos, if it's exactly the 16.6%, kara, it's valid. Has to return the difference. You have enough, in all the cases, you have enough time to go show your friend and your relative. Tanya can say the Rava and have proof to this. Less than a shtos, the sale is valid. More than a shtos is valid. Shtos, it's exactly 16.6% kana or maxar enough. Divi ribbon also. Review that also, yoimer. Yad moichin al yoino. The seller, he's in control. Right, so yoimer lo itenli mekhi or itenli masheini sani. Either give me back my product that I sold you because you ripped me off, or give me the difference in the money. Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day.